Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, what do you look for when you're looking for a good class, a good instructor, even a good trainer? Can you trust their knowledge when you go into that class to keep you safe? My guest is Grace DeSimone. She's the editor of ACSM's resource manual for group exercise instructors. So she is the one who would know what you should be looking for when you're going into one of these classes. Now, Grace, we've all done this. You've gone into a class and you've left going, I could have done a better job than that instructor. And I hate to say that because there are some really great instructors, and then there are some that are not great, but you like them because they're nice, and so you don't want to say anything bad. But, you know, not every instructor is certified. Not every instructor, even if they are certified, doesn't mean they're an awesome instructor. So speak about what to look for and how to avoid someone who is going to give you bad advice.
Well, and that's, it's really an issue nowadays because it's very easy for people to be instructors, and there is no standard in the industry for hiring practices. The hiring practices are really left up to the employer. However, there are lovely guidelines out there, and those are the guidelines that I would like to share. Number one, you want somebody with an NCCA accredited certification. Those certifications for group fitness are few and far between. There's, you know, a host of certifications for virtually anything you could imagine to do in health and fitness, but the ones that are more stringent and the ones that are defensible in a court of law are the NCCA accredited certs. So that's number one. That would be what I would certainly look for as, you know, my number one factor. Next, and remember, all that gives you is minimal competency. That's all it gives you. So that, oh, I'm certified. You are minimally competent. Congratulations. What does that really give you? Next, you're looking for experience and somebody who can command the class. What do I look for? Number one, one size does not fit all. If you're in a class and the instructor is saying, everyone must do it this way, which is my way or the highway, that is not the mark of a skilled instructor. A skilled instructor, experienced instructor, and one that is properly educated and certified will provide a variety of options, or we call them modifications or levels. So you as the participant, oh, that one's for me. You know, if it hurts your knees, do this. Oh, that one's for me. If you have an issue with your back, try this. If this is too difficult or challenging today, do this. If you feel this way, do that. Those should be things that you hear regularly. It shouldn't be the music so loud that you're not getting any instruction. And in my world, my goal is to teach people so they can go take anyone's class. Teach them so that they're going to actually learn the information, then you have a little knowledge under your belt so the students themselves can be discerning. So you can't really completely rely on the instructor as the be-all and end-all. It's really difficult in the beginning, but to have a little bit of knowledge in your own body and use your common sense. The thing that gets in the way is the ego. When you're looking at the one next to you, oh, I should be doing it like he or she is doing it. It's so hard, but to put the ego on the shelf and your brain will take over and go, you really shouldn't be doing that. Oh, but everyone else is doing it, but you really shouldn't be doing that. Those are the kinds of things that you want as your protective barriers in a class that's guiding you through. And if there's too many of those in the class, you shouldn't be taking that class. Take a class where you feel comfortable.
And there's a point right there. If you're somebody who's not comfortable with a particular type of class, don't join a big version. If you want to try something new, like yoga, don't go join a class where there's 100 people in that. An instructor cannot, you know, point mm-hmm. out different things or give different information because they've just got too many people. Maybe pick a smaller class, right? Because
absolutely.
And yoga is one of those things that you're discussing because when you look next door and you see that person with their legs wrapped all the way around and you're like, I can do that. But then all of a sudden you feel that twinge in your back and you go, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Maybe I shouldn't do that. Right.
Yeah.
And so being in an environment where you feel comfortable. Your stomach should be talking to you when you go into the room, feeling like, okay, maybe this might not be such a good idea, but oh, look at all these other people. They kind of look like me versus, oh, wow, you know, as the class is going through their warm-up and you're thinking, this might not be good for me, always, you can always just, you know, excuse yourself and walk out. I have
okay.
a rule in my
can
classes.
People do that?
Yeah.
Can they walk out?
I'll tell you my rule. This is in the ACSM resource manual, and I put it in there based on my experience because we had so many people who would leave class, not my classes, but, you know, industry-wide. They leave classes. They don't feel well. They don't tell anybody. They're embarrassed. They go walking down the hall, and you find them, you know, crumbled up in a ball someplace a little bit later on, which is awful. So my rule is, raise your hand and let me know you're okay. You're free to go anytime you wish. You don't like me. You don't like my music. The movement's not good for you. You have a date. You suddenly remembered you have a phone call. You're going to the restroom. Whatever it is. Raise your hand. I just want to see them. And then out the door they go. That means I'm okay. If you're not okay, sit down. Why? Because most people, when they're not okay in a class, they get a little lightheaded, they get a little heavy in the legs, they feel a little sick to their stomach, they go rushing for the restroom, and 9 out of 10 times they faint someplace between the classroom and the restroom. If you sit them down, usually we can write them, and then the instructor is alerted. It works beautifully. And if the instructor is really serious, I'm really serious about it. In my classes, everybody does it. They all raise their hand or, you know, they sit down and go, you know, I was a little lightheaded. Oh, I forgot to eat breakfast or what have you. It's a wonderful and safe environment that everybody adopts. And that feeling of being, oh, I'm with safe people who are interested in safety. And here's another thing. I could actually see somebody walking out the door because I don't have 100 people. I'm not standing on a stage. 30 is really the end of my comfort zone for classes. That's kind of the number that I like using, you know, that I can actually see everyone in the class. I can get to them. I can move around amongst them. So, you know, in that 30, and some cases it could be 40, but if you're in a class with 50 or 100 people, who's seeing you? You know, the instructor really can't be seeing all of those bodies. So those are all really big signs and symptoms that you might not be in the right class.
What about instructors that start offering advice on other things, nutrition, that sort of thing?
That's never a good thing. That's outside their scope of practice. So they should only be talking about fitness and general health recommendations. They should not be giving you their diet, their cleanse, my new pet peeve.
Oh,
that, you know,
mine too.
It's good for me, now it's good for you. And the bad thing, I mean, it's good and bad. The instructors up there, usually they're, you know, wonderful balls of energy. They're attractive. They look great. And everybody aspires to be like them. But you're not like them. You're like you. And they're not a registered dietitian. They should not be giving out dietary advice. And they shouldn't be giving out advice on a lot of other things. They shouldn't be diagnosing your knee problem or, you know, oh, well, I tried this, you know, take that. That's very dangerous. That is clearly a sign that you are not in the hands of a tried and true professional when they are going outside their scope of service with dietary information, medical information,
orthopedic information, all of that sort of thing. In the last minute here, Grace, wrap it up for us how you can feel the most safe and effective in your exercise class discussion and just, you know, how you choose one.
Look for an instructor who's NCCA accredited with their certification. Look for instructors who offer modifications, who make you feel welcome, like you're in their living room and you feel welcome at their cocktail party. Make sure that you're in a safe environment, it's not too overcrowded, and that you are actually comfortable doing the activity.
Great advice. Remember that these are the things that you can find out so that you know whether you're comfortable in there. You're going to get the best workout if you feel comfortable. And if you don't, as Grace suggested, raise your hand, let the instructor know that you're not comfortable or that you don't feel well so that they know you're not going to, you know, fall down as soon as you get out of the class. This is Melanie Cole, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine on Radio MD. Stay well.